I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for being with us. We're so happy that you're here. We are rolling into the season of thankfulness. I mean, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. We think about our gratitude, the people we care about, our family, and of course, our weekly winning word this week is thankful. And so hopefully you're feeling in the grateful, thankful mood this week as we close in on Thanksgiving here soon. But I'm excited. I have two awesome college students here with me in the studio today. We are going to be talking to Hannah Gustafson and Danny Alvarado. They are seniors at Bradley University. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Kim.
I am super excited. I love young college students. You're just getting ready to set out on your journey of life. You've been in college, and now you're seniors. Does it feel like it went by, like, really fast, or does it feel like you've been in school forever? Just curious.
I mean, there's some days where I still wake up, and I'm like, I have 4 more years of this. And then, like, today I woke up and it's like, I do not have 4 more years of this.
You are almost done.
Yeah.
You're down to months,
yeah.
Really.
I mean, you're down to months.
Weeks.
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 Yeah.
I may or may not have a literal countdown calendar in my apartment, but, for me, it's felt like forever. I started college in 2013. I was in college for 2 years, redirected my life, went to beauty school back home, and then I came back to college. I'm thankful I was able to have the opportunity to do that, but it's been, what, 7 years? I don't know. It's been a long time for me.
I've been in school for a while.
I've been in school since 2013, and I'm really excited, really thankful to be done.
And I bet your parents are like, yeah, she made it.
Yeah, well, not yet. We have a couple more weeks.
You're close enough.
You're
only a few weeks away.
Right.
You're close enough. That's awesome. Now, are you guys majoring in the same thing?
Yes, we're both public relations students. So this project that we're working on is a capstone project. So every public relations student needs to complete it before they graduate. So we need to pass this. That's why
so
I said tentatively.
Very important.
Yes, right.
So you guys are very thankful to have this opportunity on the radio show today, right?
Absolutely, oh, yes. Absolutely.
I'm very thankful to have you here because we love sharing the stories and just getting word out for people and just letting our audience know what's happening here in our community that's positive and impactful, right?
Right.
And so we are thankful that we have amazing colleges here in town, more than one, but Bradley University being one of them, and we're so thankful for that. And I know you guys are, as you said, thankful for that. But what we want to share about today is this awesome project that you guys did, and you mentioned it.
Yes.
And Hannah, you mentioned it. It's called Little Change, Big Impact Week. I have to add the week. It's Little Change, Big Impact, but it only happens this week. It's
right.
A week-long project that happens this week, and we want to get our listeners involved in helping it be successful for you guys. So start us off. Kind of tell us how the two of you met. How did you start working on this project together? Where you got the idea? And just start to tell us the story.
Me and Hannah actually met last year in another group project. So we're like 2 for 2, hopefully, by the end of the semester.
Yeah.
And originally, you know, we joined the class and we realized in the early, before like school had even started, we realized that we had to get into teams and kind of start like doing the preliminary stages of thinking about what we want to do. And Hannah was the only person I knew in that class. So I texted her, and then now we're here, kind of. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and it's not just Danny and I that are working on this project. We are also, unfortunately, we weren't able to be joined by them today, but Katie and Tyler are also members of our group for this project, and they're listening. today. So that's
yay. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. But we all got together, and the prompt for this project was to find something timely in the Peoria community that we all felt strongly about, that we could devote, you know, positive energy to make our community better. Bradley is all about making the surrounding community better. So what better way than to get your outgoing seniors involved in it right away? So we looked at news articles, we looked at certain things in the media, and we actually found an article about Wildlife Prairie Park. It was an article, I think, in PJ Star that was talking about how they kind of changed hands and they were in need of money, they were in need of people just to come and support them. So that's kind of where our project started. We started with, okay, we want to help Wildlife Prairie Park. How can we do that? And we sort of worked backwards from there because we weren't 100% sure when we started this group what we wanted to do, but throughout the, I feel like throughout the project, we kind of honed it and we did research. We held focus groups and we just kind of kept narrowing and narrowing, like chipping away at an iceberg, basically, and just kind of figuring out, okay, well, this is how much time we have to do this. What can we do that'll have the biggest impact? And we did a focus group and we found that people in our age group mostly wanted to know how they could help the environment, but weren't 100% sure how they could. So that's the inspiration for Little Change, Big Impact Week. We want to show people that there are small changes you can make in your everyday life that don't take a lot of money, that don't take a lot of commitment, but there's a huge impact, positive impact on the environment. So we've just kind of been going down this little trail, and we've had great people join us along the way. One World Cafe. We also had an audience with the mayor of Peoria, which we were very excited about. And just seeing the support from the community kind of helped us go down this little path and this journey towards Little Change, Big Impact Week.
That's awesome. So did you, the four of you, just kind of come up with this name, Little Change, Big Impact Week, or where did you?
A lot of testing.
Yes.
So the biggest thing we realized was, you know, we want something not only catchy, but something that people would see and be like, all right, you know, like, I get it. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember some of the other names we had.
Yeah.
But just a lot of them just gave off the wrong, you know, like people really couldn't understand what we were trying to go for. And then with that, we kind of just talked to people, and a lot of people brought up the idea that I don't want to have to like change my whole lifestyle, but maybe if I can change one aspect that'll be for the greater good, then that is something I'm okay with.
Right. And part of our project for this class is to carry out an entire PR campaign to completion. So we had to kind of do some preliminary research by ourselves with the supervision of a professor, but we did a focus group on the name, and that's what they all liked and chose.
It makes perfect sense to me because, like you said, little change, big impact. So it's the little things that add up to the big things.
Exactly.
And so it does make it not feel, when I hear it, it doesn't sound hard. It sounds easy. It's
good.
Oh, little change, but it's going to make a big impact. I can do that.
Yeah, get you excited.
Right?
Yeah. So we're going to learn some. I hope that you guys, when we come back from break here in just a few minutes, you guys are going to share with us some of those little changes that you're going to be putting out there. And this is a social media campaign, right?
Yes.
And so people are going to want to know where they can find you on social media and all those good things. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with two really awesome seniors from Bradley University, Hannah Gustafson and Danny Alvarado. They are classmates, I guess you might say, and both are graduating with degrees in PR, public relations field, and working on this really cool project that I think is going to impact our community in a very positive way. And I love that, and I'm thankful for that. And that happens to be our weekly winning word this week, is thankful. And so we are thankful for great schools. We're thankful for smart people like you guys putting together these programs. But this is your senior project, I guess, right? You have to do this to graduate. And it's called Little Change, Big Impact Week. So it's a social media campaign, and you're collaborating with the Wildlife Prairie Park.
Yes.
So before we go into the social media campaign and how we can get everybody involved, and so we want to get everybody involved. We want this to be huge for these guys because it'll be awesome. What is Wildlife Prairie Park? How do they tie into this? Danny, I know you said you could explain that to us.
Yeah, so Wildlife Prairie Park was kind of the first group we reached out to because of that Peoria Journal Star article. And me, Hannah, and Katie actually did like a tour kind of when we visited.
Yep.
It was great. We got to see every exhibit, got to know a lot about the animals. And one thing that really opened our eyes was the direct effect that like changes on our climate and like the weather can have on areas like Wildlife Prairie Park. So when we were talking to Brad, who is the head of volunteers there, he had mentioned to us that a lot of some of the exhibits either would have to close early or they would have to close early or things like that because of how bad the weather has been getting. It's the patterns have been shortening. Mm-hmm. So the summer was a lot shorter than they were expecting. And it's just in an area where there's that many animals and they try their best to keep them in their habitats naturally with no cement barriers. It's just something that if there wasn't attention brought to it, I don't think that it would be getting attention. So that's why I was really thankful that we got to see the article and it really kind of just kickstarted our idea for this week.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's where the idea came from.
Right.
Awesome. All right, so Little Change, Big Impact Week. So what's that look like? It's a page that you guys created on Facebook?
Yes, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so they mm-hmm. can people can go and like and follow.
Yes, please, definitely.
So if you're listening and you have a Facebook page, make sure you go out right now here, pull out your phone, as long as you're not driving.
Yeah.
If you're driving, please. If you're sitting at home right now, 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe you're at home, or as soon as you get to where you can, pull out your phone and go to Facebook or Instagram, and find Little Change, Big Impact Week.
Yes.
And like and follow, because that's where the information is going to start being fueled for us to do.
Yes.
And every day we're going to have some. So explain that to us.
So it's a week-long event. It's going to start this Monday and go through Friday the 22nd. And every day we're devoting to a different theme. So, for example, Monday we're going to talk about the impact of using reusable items. So reusable cups, reusable straws, reusable grocery bags, how those small changes in our daily life can make a big impact. So in the beginning of the day, we're going to kind of introduce the theme, tell people like about what their actions can do, like how their actions can positively impact the environment, and then ask them to make posts, talk about it, share it with friends, and use the hashtag Little Change Big Impact Week so that we can follow them. And then at the end of the day, we will announce a winner. We have small incentives, like we're giving away some passes to Wildlife Prairie Park. One World, our for-profit sponsor, is offering on Friday for our Food Friday. They're offering gift cards and coupons for people that come into the store and take pictures with their chalkboard that has our information on it. So just little incentives throughout the week to get people to participate, to share the information with friends, and possibly win some great prizes that they can use in their everyday life.
I love it. I've decided, right? I decided to make little change and have a big impact.
Definitely.
And so I love it. I think our I've Decided community can really get behind this, and we can send out that information. We'll make sure that we share your page on our page, so and invite our community to like and follow and participate.
Thank you.
And look forward, and we'll actually have them add the I've Decided hashtag as well so that we can see who all participates and maybe incorporate some fun things on that end too, just to kind of collaborate with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
more so, the merrier.
I love it. I'm so excited. You'll be happy to know that one small change that I've started doing, because I drink a lot of water. I have to have a certain amount of water every day. But I started using my own cup mm-hmm. and refilling it versus going through cases of bottled water. I will admit, I still have to buy a case of water just to kind of have for certain things.
Right.
But I go through, before I could go through cases a week, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of plastic bottles. And for my birthday, I got metal straws.
Wonderful.
I know. So my manager at Curbs bought me a set of metal straws for my cup. So mm-hmm. and it had a little brush and everything. So I'm already doing one of those things.
Awesome.
So I'm super excited about that.
You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, definitely. And we actually posted about water bottle use the other day on our Instagram, just about like a different fact about how the U.S. landfills are overflowing with 2 million tons of discarded water bottles alone, just water bottles. And they don't decompose, or most of them aren't able to be melted down and reused because of the type of plastic. So like what you're doing in your life is already making a big impact. So thank you. We're very thankful that you're doing that already.
I mean, obviously, I have teenagers, and so that generation, they are like, mm-hmm. They're like, Mom, stop using this. You know, they were so happy to see the metal straws. Katie was like, yes, save the whales, Mom.
Yes, and we're very excited on Monday for our reusable day. We are going to give away a set of reusable straws and some reusable cups to any of our participants. We're just going to pick a random person out of everybody who posted that day. So anyone who posts on Monday has a chance to win those. So they'll be able to join you in your celebration of no straws.
So I will make sure that I post with my hashtag Little Change Big Impact on Monday. That's the first post with my new cup and my metal straws.
Yay!
All right, awesome. All right, who's going to join me on that? All right, can you give us more? Do you mind telling us what's going to happen throughout the week, or do you want it to be a surprise?
No, we can definitely tell
you.
Okay,
great. Yeah, what's going to happen on Tuesday? I need a heads up so I can be prepared.
So Tuesday, we're calling it Truth Day, and it's basically I've kind of been taking a hold of the research aspect of this campaign. And there's a lot of misinformation on whether or not, you know, one person can make a difference, or a lot of misinformation on what we can actually do to make a difference. So that day is all kind of giving the information to the people so they know what their actual impact will do in the long run, and what they can, like, just the truth about how we affect our climate.
Yeah, because, you know, like, the truth is I might be like, me using metal. There, you just said there's how many billions of straws?
Two billion water bottles in the U.S. landfills. Just in the U.S. landfills.
But as one person, I can see, you know, you think, what is one person? But you're going to share with us some statistics to show us the difference that actually one person can make?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen on
Tuesday.
That's exciting. Hey, guys, I really hope that you will get involved in this week. It's happening this week, Little Change, Big Impact Week. Hannah and Danny, and of course their other two buddies who couldn't be with them today, have put together this awesome project for us. And let's help them. Let's make it super successful. We're going to be back in a minute. We'll talk more with these guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. You are listening to my awesome guest, Hannah Gustafson and Danny Alvarado. They are seniors at Bradley University. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today, which most of you, I know you know that. And we are just talking about this project called Little Change, Big Impact Week that starts up tomorrow. And we want to help them make this an awesome success because we're thankful that we have some great college kids here. We're thankful for Bradley University. We're thankful that we have the opportunity in this community to support this project. And that's our weekly winning word, by the way. And so I am thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for our community, and I'm thankful for all of our business members as well. And so I want to give a huge shout out to those business members right now and say thank you guys for being a part of I've Decided. It's because of them that we're able to support our community, do our motivational leadership conferences, and even have this radio show. And so if you are near your computer or on your phone, you can visit us at ivedecided.org. Check out our website. Click on resources. You can see all the business members there who are a part of our community. And if you have not joined our community, this is your invitation. We'd love for you to become a member of our community so that you can start getting all the benefits that you need to be successful in your goals and dreams. And that's what I've Decided is all about. We want to help you. We want to help you achieve whatever goals and dreams that you desire. I've Decided to. You can fill in the blank, and we'll provide you all the resources you need to make sure you're successful. So check us out at ivedecided.org. And when you're done with that, make sure you hop over to Facebook at Little Change Big Impact Week and like and follow today so that you can start doing these awesome challenges and support Hannah and Danny and Katie and Tyler, who aren't in studio today, and their project. Because here's what I just found out while we were on break. This is a competition.
It is.
That makes everything different. I love competition. So explain that a little more.
Well, we are really thankful to, first of all, go to Bradley and also be a part of the senior capstone. And the other group that's in our class, we're in direct competition with, yes, but we're very thankful to share a mind space with them because their project is called Give It a Whirl, Girl, and they're promoting women entrepreneurs in the area, which is, I mean,
awesome.
Yeah, it's a great cause as well. So we're very thankful for our cause, for the earth, but we're also very thankful for the people that lift other people up, and that's what they're doing. It's called Scene PR, mm-hmm. The Scene, yeah, and they're, I think their event is November 20th, so that's also this upcoming week, too.
So they have one event November the 20th.
Yes, I believe it's a workshop where they kind of talk to people who are interested in starting their own business and that maybe don't have the means, so people who've decided to join the entrepreneurial community here in Peoria, they're going to lift those people up. So it's really exciting, and we're excited to go and support them. It is a women's-only event, unfortunately.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's right, what their project is about.
Yeah, so myself and Katie are also interested in supporting them on their big event day, too. So it's really, we're thankful to be a part of this class and just be around the people that we are.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited for them, too.
That's awesome, Hannah. Great. Well, there's a little plug for the other group, even though they're in competition with you guys, but it sounds like what they're doing is really good. But I'm very interested. I love the name, Little Change, Big Impact, because we teach this at I've Decided in behavior change. Mm-hmm. You know, anything, whatever it is that you want to do, you got to change.
Right.
Something's got to change.
Right.
Otherwise, you just keep getting the same results, right?
Absolutely.
But those little changes start to make big impact. So I just really, the name itself is pretty cool. And I know that it is something that's a huge, I'm 47 and I'm using metal straws, you know? So obviously it's something that's even going from young people all mm-hmm. the way up to older people that are saying we need to have an impact in our environment.
Right. And that's why we're so thankful that we were able to have this sort of project, because it doesn't exclude anyone. Everyone of any age group, of any ethnicity, of any location, really. We're trying to extend this beyond Peoria eventually, because anyone can do their part to help our earth, because we're all a part of it. We're all in this together. And like you said, today is the best day to start. You know, like, don't start tomorrow, start today. Or November 18th.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So I love that. I really love that. I think it has a ring to it. I've decided to make a little change for a big impact. I just mm-hmm. love that ring. I don't know. So, all right. So we were talking before the break. We got to Tuesday, and your yes. Tuesday's Truth Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the truth of what happens when you make a personal small changes and what happens, so that we know right. that it's making an impact. Mm-hmm. What's Wednesday?
Wednesday is What Are You Wearing Wednesday. So when we were researching, when Danny was researching and sharing this information with our group, we found that fast fashion really contributes to a lot of carbon emissions. And that was something that none of us even considered.
Wait, say that again.
So like fast fashion. So the only one I know of like that's huge is like Fashion Nova and companies like that, that as soon as a design is like up and out, they're ready to ship them like all over like the world super fast.
Mm-hmm. Fast fashions.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the issue with that is that, you know, if you're constantly buying new clothes, buying what's out, and you're getting it shipped from all these crazy locations, all the emissions from just the transportation in itself is just a really big issue.
And I know, yeah.
And I can admit, I was like,
thankfully, I shop local.
Right. And, that's what we want to shine a light on that day, is the ability to shop where you live
yes.
cuts down immensely on your carbon emissions. I know. I made the same face you're making. I know people can't see it, but
no, I know, but it's mm-hmm. this is like, you are like a chasing after my own heart here. Just another good, I mean, we really, at I've Decided, we believe in shopping local. We believe in spending your money in your community wherever you live, because it makes the biggest impact
absolutely.
For everybody. And it really doesn't save us money to shop online, not as much as we think, because by the time we have to pay the inflation of taxes mm-hmm. and the impact of small businesses closing and jobs lost within our community, it actually cost us so much more money.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay, back to fashions, which I'm going to have to do some research on. I'm writing that one down.
And when Danny was telling our group about this, I think all of our faces fell off. I mean, we were such an Amazon Prime generation, our generation is. And so when he told us about that, I immediately was like, I have to stop. Oh, my goodness. I felt so guilty
for a
second. Right. And I was so happy that we were able to realize that for ourselves. So we definitely wanted to share it. So I think Wednesday, honestly, if we can have a favorite, I think Wednesday is going to be my favorite day. Just to, I'm from a family of small business owners, so shining light on the importance of local community and local shopping is just something, like you said, that pulls at my heartstrings. So I was so happy that we were including this and that it actually helps our environment in the long run. I mean, where's the downside here? There isn't.
No, that's awesome. Okay, we got time to do one more real quick on Thursday. What's happened on Thursday?
So Thursday is all about transportation. It's called How'd You Get Here? So just like fast fashion with the transportation of the clothes, another big issue is just transportation in general. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of cars on the street. So we're kind of just pushing people to start using things like bikes, buses, carpool. We carpooled today.
We carpooled.
And just, you know, something that you can easily reduce your emissions just by, hey, maybe I'll ride with a friend today.
Wow. Right. That is so cool. I have all kinds of questions. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I hope you are enjoying this segment on this awesome Sunday morning. I am talking to two really amazing seniors from Bradley University, Hannah Gustafson and Danny Alvarado. And the more I talk to these guys, the more impressed I am. This is actually pretty amazing, I think. They've put together this project with a couple of other kids from Bradley who aren't with us today called Little Change Big Impact Week. It starts tomorrow. You must go out and like the Facebook page, Little Change Big Impact Week, or on Instagram as well. And let's help these guys. They've put together a lot of time and effort in this project.
Three, four months.
No tears yet.
No tears. Two girls and no tears.
That's our goal. Katie is the in charge of our binder that we're going to present for the competition, the end of this competition. And that's her goal, to keep us all from crying. So she's done a really great job so far. And that's where our other two members are right now. They're with our professor going over our final binder is what we're presenting at the end of this competition. So we're hoping that, you know, our binder looks good.
Yes. So, all right. So, real quick, though, I have to hear what's going to happen on Friday.
Yes.
And then after that, I do want to learn a little bit about how you're going to pull all this together. What kind of information do you have to turn in? I mean, you know, what are you being graded on? Like, what are the different levels of grades that you can get? And how are, you know, I guess that's the question. How are they going to grade all of this?
Okay.
The results, how are you tallying that kind of thing? But what's Friday?
So Friday is my personal favorite. It is called Food Day. So this is kind of where One World is having the biggest impact on our campaign. They are a resource in the area that is known for their environmentally friendly practices in terms of the produce they use, the meat they use, as well as like the utensils. Mm-hmm. And so personally for me, I'm a vegetarian. Sorry, I hit you. And so just realizing how big of an impact what like I eat, whether it's something I eat every day or something I eat every other day, has on the environment, is really something that we kind of wanted to open people's eyes to, because mm-hmm. a lot of people might realize that you kind of have to completely cut out a certain thing. But in this day and age, especially like me, I'm really thankful that I was able to cut out meat and, you know, still able to, you know, be living and breathing today, because a lot of people kind of assume that, oh, you don't have meat, you know, you're missing out
something you really need.
And that's the nice
part about working with One World, because they do offer the Impossible Burger. And when I went and spoke with them, they talked about just cutting it out for one day. You know, I'm not a vegetarian. I don't know. Hats off to Danny. I couldn't do it. I'm a strong Midwestern girl.
I'm with you, Hannah. I'm a girl, but that's okay. I have lots of great friends that are vegan.
Right.
Even.
And just talking to One World about their Impossible Burger and how people like myself who love meat and couldn't see it out of their diet, just doing something one day of the week, like Meatless Fridays is what they're trying to encourage in their restaurant. So their Impossible Burger, I tried it. It tastes exactly like meat.
I loved it.
So it was really great for them to offer some gift cards and some incentives for people to visit the actual restaurant on Friday, take a selfie with their chalkboard, and then just try the Impossible Burger and just see what one small change would do for the environment.
Oh, I'm all about going to eat an Impossible Burger at One World. I mean, that sounds like a terrible chore. Yeah.
Darn.
Who's with me? We'll go take a selfie.
Right.
I love this. We're going to have so much fun this week doing this stuff. I like that Meatless Friday. I've decided to write. You were talking about transportation. That's on when? Is that
Thursday?
Thursday.
So we have a program called I've Decided to Ride. And we really encourage people to learn how to ride a bike, learn the safety, and build up to riding a certain amount of miles, but then riding to work and things. And our coach, Heather Fitzenko, who's awesome. Hey, Heather. She's vegan.
Oh.
And it's amazing. She is like super healthy. She's strictly vegan. She will love this. But I did it for 30 days. I did vegan.
Wow.
And it was really hard at first, but then it got a little easier. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I felt really good. I really did. But then I just kind of went away from it. It wasn't something I was going to do permanently anyway, but I just, I said, I don't think I can do it. Well, anytime I say I don't think I can do it, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it. So I'm like, I'm doing it. I can do it for 30 days. So you can do it for a day,
yeah.
Right? Just one day,
one meal, even.
Mm-hmm. One meal, just to make an impact. And so we're gonna learn about those impacts because you're gonna tell us the truth on Tuesday.
Yep.
Right.
Until the truth comes out.
The truth will set you free.
Yes.
Right? All right. So remember, like and follow on Instagram and Facebook. Little Change, Big Impact Week. Make sure you take your selfies, hashtag that, and post as many posts and pictures as you possibly can to help these guys and encourage this campaign that they've put together for their senior project, because they are going to be graded on this. Which brings me to the last question. We have a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. I do want to know, how are you going to get the grade?
Hard work.
Like, what are they, you know?
They are looking at, so we had to do this. It's a public relations campaign from start to finish, completely by ourselves. Our professor is watching us and there for support, but everything, all the research we've done, Danny is the director of research, I'm the project coordinator, every effort that we've made throughout the semester is entirely on our own. So every sponsor that we've been talking about, I had to reach out to, and they were, you know, gracious enough to talk to me. And so we are graded on how much effort we put into this project, how relatable it is to our target audience, and just the efforts that we did throughout the semester, how applicable are they for a continuing campaign. So we are looking for somebody to take this week and replicate it for the next year for the Peoria community, because obviously Danny and I will be gone soon, and we would love to continue this on, or just to see it continue on in the community. So we're also being graded on whether or not someone does take this and continue on with it, and if it is able to be continued on.
Well, I think we can help you with that, and I decided. I really do. I could see being a week. You know, we've toyed around with the idea of doing like an I've Decided to Recycle.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big project, you know, right. And we have PDC here in Peoria, and they've done a really great job putting out the recycle bins.
Yes.
And that's a tackle for them, you know, and we've talked about trying to work with them and doing some kind of I've Decided to Recycle. But, you know, something fun like this, and it's already put together.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. We were hoping at the end of the entire campaign just to kind of throw everything we've done into like a binder or folder, so realistically anyone could pick it up and be like, all right, I'm throwing this back.
I want it. I got first dibs. And then we can bring you guys back every year for a show.
Oh,
and see see what happens, you know?
That'd be cool.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, you put a lot of, you know, it is a senior project.
Mm-hmm.
It is a grade.
Right.
But on the same token, I feel like sitting in the studio and talking to you guys today that you've really learned a lot from this. And that it's really something that you poured your heart and soul into, and that you're pretty passionate about it. It's not just to get the grade and then toss it under.
No, and that's kind of why we weren't able to answer 100% about how we were graded, because we just really want this project to do the best that it can.
That's awesome. We're going to help you. But guys, thanks for tuning in today. Make sure you go to Little Change Big Impact Week, okay? We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?